are back. Look, I apologize on not doing a podcast Monday, but I don't even know where to start. So you guys know I quit my other two jobs. I quit GNC and I quit Acme. So now I'm doing this fucking traffic control. Let me just tell you, traffic control, those fucking people that flag, like, tell you when to go and when to stop, respect those people. That job is so miserable. This job, you're standing on concrete in the freezing cold, so you're even colder because you're standing on concrete for at least 10 hours. My first day, worked 12 and a half hours. Second day, 11 hours. Today, she has the audacity to tell me, yeah, I think we're going to get off early today. Oh, yeah, we got off early today. 10 hours. Also, you don't get a break. What kind of fucking job makes you work 10 plus hours, no break? Are you, like, seriously? Is that for real? I went, what is that, 35 hours? Almost 35 hours in 3 days without a break. Look, this is how desperate I am for a break. There's a porta potty that, like, a different construction site is using, and it's a little bit over half a mile away. I say, hey guys, I'm gonna go down to the porta potty. And they say, okay. I fucking walk because I need to get away from those people. This is what I do. I walk. I turn my walkie-talkie off so I can't even hear them say, you don't want to drive? No, I don't want to drive. I need to get away from you people for 10 minutes of the day. Oh my God. It's so miserable. And then, oh boy. Then I was listening to, we're not even supposed to have our fucking headphones in, but I don't give a fuck. So I do it anyway. And I was listening to Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope and, or Dan Carlin. Dan Carlin, that's who it was. The hardcore history guy. That didn't help at all because they were talking about, like, how you're just supposed to fall in line and do this job. You're supposed, right? Everybody tells you, you need a job. You need a job. You know what happens when you get a job? Look, I'm not telling you quit your job. I'm not telling you don't get a job. We need some type of money, you know? Money's good. But there's a certain chart that I think about constantly. Okay, and that's money versus happiness. So, I don't care. I make $12 an hour doing this traffic control. $12 an hour. It's a good amount of money for, I mean, just starting a job, I guess. Not in the grand scheme of things, but whatever. $12 an hour, that's what I make. Not getting a break, standing in one spot for 10 hours, I'm miserable. I go home, I'm miserable. I'm with JC, still miserable, because all I'm thinking about is I have to wake up at fucking 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. So it's, yeah, it's a job. Yeah, it's 40 plus hours a week, so I'm making money. I shouldn't be complaining. But guess what? I'm not happy doing it. Okay? It, like, $12 an hour to fucking have no life? You serious? Are you fucking kidding me? Look, okay. If you're a single person with no goals or dreams or social life, this is a great job for you. If you are in a relationship, want to do something more with your life, want to maybe do something other than work, don't do traffic control. Just don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it. Yeah, I bet it's a cool job when the weather's nice, you know, for, and especially in Ohio, you know, for 3 months of the year, I bet it's a great job. What about when it's fucking so hot that my balls are sweating? What about when it's so cold that my balls are in my stomach? Which is what let me just tell you how cold I was. I had two pairs of socks. I had sweatpants under my jeans. I had, I'm not exaggerating, 5 layers on. I had a thermal. I had like a heat gear thing. I had a sweatshirt, a hoodie. Oh shit, another sweatshirt, and then a jacket. What is that, 6 layers? I don't know how many layers that was. It was a lot of fucking layers is what it was. Too many layers that I should be that cold. And I had gloves, and I had hand warmers. Guess what? Fingers numb. Phenom. I gotta get out of this place. I applied literally, I think, 50 jobs. I've applied to 50 jobs. I have to sneak on break tomorrow to call one of those jobs. And then on Friday, I told them I had a doctor appointment, and they were like, oh, you need to submit it in writing and give it to the office. Hey, the office closes at 5. I don't get off till 7. I'm not submitting it. It's so bad. It is so bad. I don't know if you guys don't realize how bad it is. If you don't think it's bad, do me a favor. Go stand in the middle of the street tomorrow for fucking 10 hours. If you stand in the middle of the street for 10 hours tomorrow, I'll give you $12 an hour. How about that? You don't get a break either. You get to go to the bathroom, 3 times. Okay? How's that sound? That sound like $12 an hour? It's a good idea? No, it's not. Plus, I got people driving past me yelling fuck you and shit. It's not my fault, okay? It's not my fault. I just flipped the fucking paddle, bro. Don't come at me. And look, okay? Yeah. Working a fucking labor job or like a factory job, it's such bullshit, okay? It's what the school program, you know, they're designing it for us. They're designing us to just fucking fit in. Sorry, I don't want to fall in line and work somewhere where I'm miserable. I would rather make a little bit less money and be happy. How's that sound? I'm going to chase my dreams, you know? Look, how about this? I'm not going to be this job. You know, this job or working at a factory or whatever you want to say. I'm not going to be one of those fucking pegs that you stick in the little circle just like the pegboard, okay? That's not me. I'm not going to be a peg that gets stuck in this fucking board and grind it down and sand it down until I fit right in with all the other miserable people working at this fucking place. Or working in a fucking factory for that matter, you know? Because I don't give a shit about money if I'm happy. Okay, how's that sound? I've been mean to everybody that's been talking to me. It's not their fault that I'm all grumpy and shit because of this job. But guess what? I'm grumpy as fuck. How's that? You know, your honorable cult leader is just a miserable, miserable person right now. And I'm in a little bit of a ditch right now. And I gotta get out, okay? Look, yeah. Like I said, money, it's important. But it's not happiness. If you make enough money, I guess, yeah, you could buy happiness. I'm not making that much money on this job. I'm making okay money. I'm not making money that's going to make me say, yep, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. Not a fucking chance. So why should I stay there? Because people tell me that I need a job? Yeah, I need a job, okay? But I could go work somewhere for $10 an hour, work 40 hours a week, pay my bills, and I'll be perfectly happy, you know? I just, you know, sorry, I don't want, I want to follow my dreams. I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck my dreams are, but they're sure as hell not this. I don't even have time to have dreams while I'm here. It's like, man, I'm just fucking ranting at this point. And I apologize, you know? You need to find, like, this weird balance between money and happiness, and you gotta fucking just go, okay? I don't have that balance yet, okay? I'm not gonna give up your dreams, or, okay, hobbies. This podcast is my hobby. I couldn't do it for you guys because of this fucking job. I didn't get home till 7:30. I didn't eat anything all day. I had sunflower seeds. My lips are chapped as shit. Okay. Oh my God. It's just so miserable. The one thing I will say, okay, while I'm standing out there freezing my nutsack off, I had a great idea for this podcast, or either this podcast or like for another podcast. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want people to take it because, I mean, I don't care that people took my idea for doing a podcast, but there's definitely people that took my idea for doing a podcast. I don't give a shit because I love podcasting and I love the idea of sharing different ideas. But there's definitely people that like didn't even do podcast or like know about podcasts until I posted that I was going to do it. And then they just were like, oh my God, podcast. You know, it's like, whatever. This isn't on one social media. It's not like a couple that I noticed. I don't care. Again, I don't care because, shit, I should have you on my podcast. You should have me on your podcast. That's what this is. It's a little community we got going, guys. You know? I give you my fans. You give me your fans. And we grow together. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. Yeah, whatever. You know, and nothing's easy, okay? Nothing happens overnight, you know? So I'm going to keep doing the podcast, right? I'm going to do it until I don't love it anymore. I don't care if I have one listener. I don't care if no one listens. This is my way to, like, get shit off my, like, shoulders, off my chest. Any kind of thoughts in my head that are just like, what the fuck am I thinking? I tell you guys, look, if you guys like met me in person, I don't know if I have anybody that I haven't met, but if you met me in person, I'm the exact same person that you hear in your sweet little ears right now. Like, I'm not faking anything on this. You know, that's what I love about this. Yeah, I don't know. Just like, dude, it's like, okay, I want to quit this job. And immediately, everybody was like, you can't do it until you get another job. Like, you don't think I'm trying to get another job? You know? Like, you could, like, oh my gosh, just let me be happy. Yeah, I'll struggle for a little bit without a job, but I'll find something. It's going to work out, dude. You're going to be okay, you know? Oh, man. The last thing I want. Look, okay. Okay, so I got this job. I'm miserable 24/7. And I'm taking it out on everybody. My mom, JC, just because I'm miserable. And you forget, like, temporarily, like for a second, I forgot, like, oh, yeah, I forgot, like, to podcast today. And if I keep doing this job, then temporarily becomes frequent, you know, and I'll start missing more podcasts. Like, oh, I didn't do 2 podcasts this week. Got one. Oh, I forgot the podcast last week. I'll just do one this week. And then it just, and that it becomes just a frequent thing where you're forgetting. Oh, I might as well just skip this week, skip that week, whatever. And then you're 50 fucking years old and you say, what happened, man? Like, why am I not happy? What the fuck happened, you know? Not with me. Not happening. And I realize that some of the shit that I say on here is real stupid. But this is I don't know. This is just a rant, I guess. We call this Rant Fest 2K17. I don't know. Oh, dude. One of the other things that pisses me off about this job, I have my phone on and I'll turn it on so like it dings when I get a text. If JC texts me or calls me, I immediately see a certain person that I work with look right at my phone as if it's their phone. Do you know anybody like this in your life? You know those people that like anytime your phone goes off, they look at it to see who the fuck texts you. Hey, my girl texts me. It's none of your business. My girlfriend calls me. Oh, dude, when she calls me, I save like one of my favorite pictures of her. So like when she calls me, it's a picture of her like cheesing in this like puffy coat that she wore the first time we date or like our first date, and she's like cheesing kinda. So that's the picture that pops up. If you hear my phone ring and you look over and it's that, you need to look away. Or say, oh my God, she's so cute. Those are your only two options. You either look away or you say, oh my God, she's so cute. By the way, more, oh dude, I don't even give a fuck. Because I'm just ranting at this point. GC has his one friend. I don't care because she's the best person I've ever met. But, so, like, I posted this thing on Twitter about, like, relationships or something. Never, I won't even say it. She'll get all mad at me. I gotta get the okay from her. If you guys know me, text me and I'll tell you the story if you are curious about the JC tweet incident. Oh man, I just wasn't having it yesterday, and it's I just got real pissed off and whatever. Speaking of JC, okay, so I'm talking about happiness and shit. You know what's another thing that I feel like is just way under fucking rated? And this might sound super corny, is if you love somebody, okay? If you love somebody and you're all your chips are fucking on the table, okay? People talk about love like, 'cause people get their hearts broke. And so love becomes a negative thing, you know? I've had my fucking heart broke. It's not negative at all. For that time in your life, it's negative. But it's also not, 'cause you grew. Any like from this fucking shitty job, I'm growing even though I don't want to admit it. You know, I'm realizing like how good I have it when I'm not doing a job like this. And doing a job like this makes me want to work that much harder at everything else so I never have to do this again or anything related to this. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense? Like, if I'm ever working at some other job and I think, like, dude, this is shitty, I'm just gonna be like, remember that one time you fucking did traffic control and you were miserable? This ain't shit. All my folks at Acme, this one's for you. Enjoy it. Enjoy stocking those shelves and pulling those pallets, guys. Because, Dan, Chris, anybody else that listens from Acme, you guys, I miss you guys, and I hate this fucking job. Ugh, so gross. Puke, right? I just shouted out my boys. Gross. Who the fuck does that? I'm 24 years old. Why did I do that? Anyway, yeah, man. I don't know. Like yesterday, okay? So JC came over last night. All day at work, all I thought was like, oh fuck. And then that's what I thought all day. Actually, it was more like this because I was freezing. It was like this. Fuck, 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 fuck. But then I was like, you know what, man, JC's gonna be over. It'll be fine. We'll go to dinner. We'll be okay. And then, you know what? I got home. I saw JC. And we were like, it was just great. I don't know. maybe a possible announcement coming up on JT and JC's wild adventure. Oh God, it's not what you guys, what that sounded like it was, it's not that. yikes. it's not that though. Yeah, man. So like, yeah, I don't know. So if all I'm saying is like, if you have somebody in your life that makes you happy, like a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, you gotta make sure you fucking hold on to that person and go put all your fucking chips on the table. Make sure that they know that you appreciate them. And it could backfire, okay? It could. But that's part of it. That's just part of it. You gotta trust them. Meanwhile, back of your head, you're like, man, I sometimes, this is so corny, but sometimes, like, if, like, I'll look at JC and I don't know why this podcast got so just oriented about me loving JC. I don't know, man. I'm in a weird mood lately. So I just don't give a fuck. So I'm telling everybody everything. But, yeah, man. I'll look at her and I'll be like, what the fuck would I do without that girl? It's like me and her, like I said, this is the last podcast or the one before that. Me and her, I swear, we're, like, the same person. Like, when they say, like, find your best friend, that's my best friend. Me and her laugh at, like, the dumbest shit. Like, we have so many different accents we do. I don't know. I'll stop talking about that. Whatever. Oh, love's boring, John. oh, yeah, I wanted to do something. What the fuck was it? Shit. Let me find it. I wanted to play a game with you guys. Alright, you guys ready to play a game? It's called, it's called Not Creepy Unless You Whisper It. Things, like, okay. Say you see your coworker and she's got her hair done or she just looks pretty that day or he looks pretty that day, whatever. And you say, oh my God, your hair looks so nice. It's not creepy at all, right? But if you went up to them very close into their ear and said, hey, your hair looks really nice today. It's a little bit fucking creepy, okay? This is like, guys think, like, maybe they're trying to be a little bit nonchalant, like, hey, your hair looks nice today. Guys, that's fucking creepy. Don't ever say that to a girl, ever. Say it to her, but not like that. Say, oh my God, your hair looks nice. Don't say, hey, your hair looks nice. Ooh, another one. So your buddy and his daughter come over, do barbecue. You guys are cooking sausage or hot dogs and eating popsicles. And maybe there's bananas and I don't know, maybe some other shit that looks like dicks. Anyway, he's with his daughter and you say, oh my God, she's so cute. I love how she like, does it better. Oh my God, she's so grown up now. She's such a beautiful girl. Or you say some shit like that, like a buddy would say to his friend about his daughter. Just how about this? Oh my God, she's so grown up. Yeah, how about that? Oh my God, she's so grown up. But if you go up to your buddy and you say, oh my God, she's so grown up. A little bit fucking weird, bro. You know? You know what I'm saying, dude? What else could we say? Okay. You're at the gym. You see a girl busting her ass, okay? Dripping sweat, okay? Just glistening. Maybe she smells like a Cinnabon, okay? And I don't know why that matters to this because that doesn't have anything to do with it. Anyway, you go up to her and you say, oh, wow, really working up the sweat. Give her like a shoulder check kind of. Not shoulder check, but like you do that elbow thing where, like, you say, like, oh, really working up a sweat. And, oh, yeah, but imagine going up to that same sweaty cinnamon-smelling, delightful icing-covered. The icing is the sweat of the workout. And you go up to her and you say, hey, really working up a sweat. What? Huh? A little bit weird, dude. You know what I'm saying? Man. You know what they say? Don't they say like 50% of Americans have $500 in their bank account? I don't know why the fuck I just thought about that. Don't they say it's like some crazy stat like that? Like 50% of Americans have $500 in their bank account? That is so disgusting. Could you imagine being a fucking single parent with, like, say you don't talk to your family or anything. You're a single parent and you struggle and struggle. Say you had, like, some kind of problem when you were younger. You did something where places don't want to hire you except a full-time minimum wage job. You're making $8 an hour, busting your ass, 40 hours a week. What is that? 360-ish? I don't know. I'm fucking bad, man. 320? I don't know. I really don't know. It's bad at math. But say you're working. Say after taxes, whatever. You make $300 a week. What the fuck are you going to do with $300 a week with a kid? Could you imagine that, dude? Imagine this $12 an hour thing. I keep bringing it back to this. You know what? Fuck this job. I'm not even talking about it anymore. I'm just so worked up about this garbage-ass job that I'm so mad. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking open up this Perrier water because it's a classy now. Wait, what do you hear this? You hear that shit, motherfuckers? I'm drinking sparkling water now because I'm a fucking disrespectful human being. You know what it is? It's that I love, like, the carbonation feeling, but can't really do pop because it's bad for you. I don't want to do, like, those, I was drinking those, like, flavored water things for so long, but that's got, like, all that flavoring. This is just water and carbonation, so it can't be that bad. I mean, it probably is. It's probably, like, causing my nuts to, like, dry up like little raisins, or causing something going on in my gut or my intestines where it's, like, tearing holes in my intestines or something. It's gonna leak out into my gut eventually, and I'm gonna die, you know, but we're all gonna fucking die. So, you know, instead of running from the train, oh, here it is again, instead of running from that train when it's 100 yards away, I'm just going to sit down, relax, and enjoy it. Enjoy this little time we have on this fucking rock that's flying through space right now. We're all taking a ride together, but we all, like, hate each other. It's so weird. Oh, isn't that so fucking weird? We're on a fucking circle rock. Flying through space. Flying through space. All it takes is one little asteroid. One little one. To hit somewhere. And we're Foxville. Okay? You see what's going on in California right now? What's going on with my voice, too? But, California, man, they're, like, burning down. California is basically on fire, is what's going on. It's apocalypse. Okay, so imagine that's going on right now. And then imagine, like, some big-ass rock lands, like, it's fucking New Mexico or Russia or some shit and fucks everything up. Imagine that happened. We would be so fucked. And, too, I read somewhere that, I think it might have been, like, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Well, I've read it before, but Neil deGrasse Tyson, like, recently posted something about it saying, if there was an asteroid that was about to collide with a life-ending asteroid, that was gonna collide with Earth, and we got like a 2-week period of time, they would give you that 2-week period of time, or it might have been 24-hour time period, and there was nothing we could do about it. Okay, so literally any day could be Earth's last one. And we would just be fuckedville. You know? And there's nothing we could do about it. There's a super volcano and fucking Yellowstone. We're flying through space. There's shit all around us. Well, how about this? How about the sun? Okay? You look at it too long, you go blind. If it's not around, you freeze to death. If it's too close, you burn to death. Too much of it, you're going to get cancer. Too little of it, you get depressed. What? It's a fucking fireball. Our rock, this rock that we're on, that's flying through space, Jesus Christ. It's going slowly but surely. Is it going towards the sun or away from the sun? Anyway, it's doing one or the other slowly but surely. But that's a fireball. Let me say that again. Listen to what I'm saying to you. The thing that, like, keeps us alive is a fireball. Game of Thrones shit, okay? Fireball. 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 Dude, just think about that. I'm like, I feel like I just got myself high somehow. Because I was thinking about Earth flying around the sun, that's a fireball. And then I was thinking, like we have all this shit, we have TVs, we have fucking, I don't know, candles, we have clothes, we have fire, we have sparkling fucking water, boots, we have all this shit, and it all happens so fast, you know. Even if, say, you're third generation person, like, that lives in the United States, that's nothing.
So, oh, my ancestors got here in the 1900s.
Dude, it's 2017, right? 2017. That's not shit, man. That's 120 years, tops. That is berserk. Ba-fucking-zerk. We've been, like, this for like 100 years. What? Remember like 2003 when people had flip phones? If you didn't have a flip phone, you, like, it wasn't even a big deal. Or if you didn't text, that wasn't a big deal. Because it was like, dude, texting's so fucking stupid. Just call me. And then 2007 came around. Wasn't that 2007? And Steve fucking Jobs said, oh, those flip phones are cool. Check this out. iPhone. And then texting was like, oh, you don't have a smartphone? Oh, you're a loser. And then that happened to me for like forever until like 2015. And then emojis came out. And I was like, oh my God, I could tell people that I'm smiling. And I can send them a real smiley face instead of semicolon hyphen, or semicolon parenthesis. Life is weird. And it's short. Dude, if we're lucky, what do we live? We live to be, if we're lucky, 90, you know, 100 tops. There's those super old bastards that I feel bad for. There's those people that are so old that, like, they're dead already and they just don't know it. They forgot the part where they lay in the coffin. There's a low, that there's that old, and then there's, like, 80, 90 old. Life's too short, man. Too short to be miserable over a job that won't mean anything. Or any kind of decision that won't mean anything. If you're with a if you're with somebody and you don't think that it's gonna last, you're wasting your time. Because if you don't think it's gonna last, chances are it's not gonna last. So, end that shit. Yo, I'm watching a fucking commercial for Burger King. Oh, I thought they were bringing back the BK Stacker. I was about to bust. It was just a bacon cheeseburger though. But I was literally, I'm a little bit hard right now, actually, guys. Anyway, I don't even know where I'm going with this. This was just a big rant fest slash, it's only creepy when hashtag. Dude, by the way, I'll get into that on the next one. By the way, the next one's gonna be Friday, because I don't give a fuck about this job. I'm about to quit, I think. That's why I'm kind of like, the beginning of this podcast started off, I was angry, depressed, and then like halfway through it kind of transitioned into the old this, that, and those. This is still new too. Fuck, I was just talking about people 100 years ago. This podcast has been out like, what, 6 months? 6 months. We're at 1,800 downloads. 6 months. That's just on one website. I don't even know who listens to it on iTunes, because you guys don't rate it. Please rate it. Look, man, help me out and rate the podcast and comment on it. Please comment, rate, tell me topics you want to hear about, tell me people you want to hear on. We just talk to me. Tell me shit that you guys want to hear and rate the podcast. Tell your friends. Help me out, please. I'm asking you guys. You know? That'd be awesome. Tweet it. Share it on Facebook. Do something. Touch yourself. I don't know. Don't touch yourself while listening to me. Or do. I might be flattered. Anyway. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go to bed. But you guys keep fucking rocking with me, and we're going to do good things, I hope. If not, hey, at least I entertained the people that listened for however long. But fuck that. No, fuck that. We're going to make it, okay? We are. We're going to make this shit happen. We're going to be fun. We're going to be a cult. We're going to get a log cabin in the woods. But that's going to wait till next time. And until next time, peace.